I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta's Grady Hospital was a target for the alleged terrorists training at a desert compound in New Mexico. Earlier this month, five adults were taken into custody after 11 children were found living in squalid conditions. The body of a four-year-old missing from Clayton County, Georgia, was also found at the compound. Interviews with some of the children revealed that they were being trained to carry out domestic terrorism. One of the targets was Grady, allegedly because one of the adults and her mother were displeased with treatment they had received there. This according to documents obtained by the AJC. Prosecutors have asked that all five adults be held without bond pending trial. Momentum is building behind a proposal to rename the Russell Senate office building in Washington, D.C. after the late Senator John McCain. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the building to be renamed in honor of McCain. Since 1972, the Russell Senate office building has been named for former Senator and Georgia Governor Richard Russell, who was a known segregationist and opponent of the civil rights movement. Russell filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Georgia's two Republican U.S. Senators, Johnny Isaacson and David Perdue, have yet to comment on Schumer's proposal. The Senate would have to approve the name change. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalynn Carter kicked off their annual Project for Habitat for Humanity in Indiana last night. According to the AJC, before the Carters got involved, the organization had built fewer than 1,000 homes. Since then, more than 13 million homes have been built. And the Augusta University Health System reported a dramatic financial turnaround at last week's board meeting. During the 2017 fiscal year, AU Health lost a reported $23 million. But this time around, they reported a profit of $51 million, their best margin since 2004. Dr. David Hess is the dean of the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. He says the results were driven by disciplined operation.
We maintained our volume. We had more complex care, which means we get reimbursed better. And then we cut expenses. We didn't lay anybody off, anything like that. We just didn't fill some positions.
Although they're pleased with the results, AU health officials warn they're not out of the woods yet, since some of the turnaround was a result of changes that they may not be able to duplicate in the future. Well, concession prices inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium will get even cheaper in time for the football season. New craft beer options from a local brewery will cost just $5 when the Falcons play their first home game of the regular season. That's on September 16th against the Carolina Panthers. And the prices of six popular food items, including Italian sausages, chicken sandwiches, and French fries, will be cut by a dollar each. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the average fan spent 16% more on concessions last year after the initial price cuts at Mercedes-Benz Stadium went into effect. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Miami Marlins Sunday 4-0. Atlanta still holds a three-game lead over the Phillies in the division. The Braves begin a two-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow night at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.